Word up. Yep. That's what's happening, Kev.
You should just, I just want to start every conversation with anybody with those words.
Yep. Yes, doctor.
That's what's happening.
What up, y'all? You're rocking with Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
What up?
Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you are tuning in from. Please remember to like, comment, subscribe, rate, discuss, get down with us.
Let me ask you something real quick too.
Sure.
Because for the first time, we have a real high tech setup going on here. I'm basically listening to Trek's voice in my headset on my phone.
Right.
And for the first time, throughout this entire process, my cell phone equipment situation has remained consistent, as well as my headset, as well as the location in which I am recording. I notice right now that there's some sort of interference going on.
Is there?
Have you changed anything?
I have. Well, I'm in my daughter's room. So what interference are you hearing?
I don't know. It's weird, though. Sounds like just a bad phone choice.
Well, that interference might be quite a bit of hate. And it comes from people with outdated or predated phones
wow.
discussing things with people with up-to-date and new technology. And, you know, I used to be like you, Kev.
Whoa.
Then I upgraded.
What went wrong?
Well, you know, I just couldn't dwell amongst the peasants with your S9s and your S8s. So I bought an S10.
Yo, everybody out there, and this is going to stay in the final edit, please.
Editing now. Hold on.
You like how I ordered you?
Let me set markers. Let me set my markers now.
So I actually saw Trek in person. Every so often we can bear to see each other in person. So we saw each other in person yesterday. This dude walks up like we're at the high school cafeteria lunch table and just sets his phone down, his new little phone, and slides it over to me. Like, I care.
Oh, you care. You care. You absolutely care. You had no business showing up with that trash phone you initially showed up with back from New York. Like, that was crazy.
That's Brooklyn style, man.
That was, no, Brooke, don't disrespect Brooklyn like that. Brooklyn doesn't deserve that. Brooklyn deserves better than that phone.
Oh, man.
Yo, before we get into the opening question, because this is actually part of the opening question. My man, Left Brain, hit us up to give us props on the show. Same with my man Mike. Some of y'all know him as DJ Duck.
Word up. Good looking out. Thank you for listening.
He also gave some feedback that I said I was going to read out loud, right?
Okay.
So he said, your topics are solid. Your segues are intentionally poor, but charming. And you guys both have good contrasting voices, kind of like a radio EPMD. I thought that was fresh.
Wow.
He said that Suge is DJ Scratch, so we can take him out of this opening question immediately. Kev, opening question.
Uh-oh.
Which one are you? Eric Sermon?
I was going to ask. That's the question I was going to ask. Man, that's a tough one. And you finally asked a question that I actually care to come up with a good answer to.
You've cared about every single one of them. And you bombed so badly the last episode that you probably should do well this time.
I don't even remember what the question was last episode. Oh, man. And I can't be DJ Scratch. That's
you cannot. Sugar's DJ Scratch. Yeah.
All right. Then I'm Red Man.
Oh, God. You know what? I quit. I quit today.
All right. Well, you answer the question. Who do you think you are?
I mean, you kind of have to pick, if you're going to pick one of the two and you grew up when we grew up, you would want to be Eric Sermon, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely not Keith Murray.
Well.
Yeah. If we're just going to randomly pick people that know people in the damn group. You know what, man? I'm going to go ahead and be PMD.
Maybe he also just doesn't like EPMD. He's like, you both sound like a group, a duo that I do not care for.
That's the next time I'm about to... That's what I left, man. That's what you got to answer. Do you actually even like EPMD to begin with? Yeah. We'll check y'all out on the other side, man. Holla.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Remark of Snapback LBC, and you are listening to Rap Such Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Remark, for that drop. Thank you to y'all for listening. You are live right now on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Indeed. And can I just jump in and say that we're such smartasses, and I know that. But when we say thank you for listening, we really, really mean it, because we could be talking to each other in any of a number of different ways, but this is really complicated.
It's not the most simple
process. So the fact that anybody is listening is shocking, and also also very endearing, and we're thankful for it, sincerely.
Oh, man, for real. Yeah, it's definitely not the most simple process of anything we've ever done. We're going to get into Out Here Tripping. Jerry yep. Kelly is who's out here tripping. Mm-hmm. I jumped into the name immediately because the story is... I don't know if we can even gather too much out of this story. It's so straightforward, kind of whack. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it does get into a discussion of gun control and the hero, the good guy hero with the gun. And maybe we can possibly drag something out of that, right? Anyway, who is Jerry Kelly? That, you know, well, one, she's a person that's out here tripping per Rap Sucks Radio. Two, she is right. The wife of an Arkansas jail administrator who was arrested and charged with assault several days after police say she pulled the gun on four black teenagers who were going door to door to raise money for their high school football team. So we're already kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. And she actually kind of like lightweight fled, which was even weirder.
She knew she was wrong.
She knew she was wrong. Yeah. Wow. The police responded to reports of suspicious persons and found the four children on the ground with Jerry Kelly, who standing over them holding a gun. Memphis TV station WMC reported. This is reported. The source for this from us was ABC News, though.
So, right. So yeah, how'd she flee? If she was there holding the heat on him?
Well, this was several days after. She was arrested days after.
Oh wait. So if you're white, you can hold a gun on somebody and then just leave.
Yeah, you get to just walk back into your house.
Gotcha. That's the confusion.
That's the part that, yeah, doesn't make any sense, right? I guess she thought they were suspicious. They were selling, you know, I think they were selling those, like, coupon little ticket coupon book thing. Yeah, the coupons that you, yeah. Which actually, you know, man, I bought one from this young lady for her basketball team in front of Target once years ago and was shocked when they worked. They work.
Oh, really?
Those coupon books actually were. Yeah, we went to like Chili's and everything.
Because they're usually so bad too, aren't they?
Yeah, like, yeah, they are.
It's pretty much just like, just take the money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Nah, I went out on a limb and was at Chili's and I was like, yo, let me see if this works. And they were like, oh, yeah, we'll take that. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Good news, the coupon works. Bad news, you're at Chili's.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Couple beers and some terrible... I don't understand how y'all are eating that Chili's. That should have been Out Here Tripping. Everybody who goes to Chili's after this episode, y'all are super tripping.
There's a Popeyes right across the street.
For
man.
Real, just go over there, man. For real. Yeah, man. I was going to say I don't know what to make of this, but I certainly know exactly what to make of it. So this is kind of the good guy with the gun issue here, right? Because this is your combination of barbecue Becky and your good guy with the gun and all of these things rolled into one. Yeah.
Right. Because it's a good guy with a gun, but they're supposed to be a bad guy with the gun. They're supposed to be a bad guy, first of all, which there was not.
There wasn't.
And the bad guy's supposed to have a gun, which they did not.
No, they had coupon books.
Yeah, they had coupon books.
So I said last week that I jumped on the neighborhood app to see myself at some point. And this is why. Right. Because, you know, just walking up the street, you know, selling coupon books, I think the assumption is that you're casing the neighborhood or that you're, you know, you're doing something wrong one way or the other, preparing to do something wrong. So she decided to pull a gun on them and have them all laying on the ground waiting for the police to get there. And my thing is, what if one of them would have been like, you know what, man, F this. You're not a cop, and just got up and ran. Does she murk him?
Probably.
That's the problem. And therein lies...
That is a problem.
That, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Therein lies your gun control issue to some degree, right? Like,
yeah, this, I mean, we live in a country... I understand that you're scared, and I said it last time, or a couple episodes ago, you're scared. I know we live in a country where Chinese women can get chased by people wielding hijabs, and white women can get attacked at their home by a coupon book wielding men of color, young men of color. But so come on, settle down a little bit. Have a little bit of class.
Relax. You know what I'm saying? Relax, Jerry. Chill out, Jerry Kelly. Yeah. Pause for a minute. I mean, you know, you're laying teenagers down on the sidewalk with the heat. Like, you got to chill out. There's something going on. What else is happening? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's got to be something else going on. But you have these issues, these sort of fear-promoting ideals that are happening, you know, not just with the current president, but just the general sort of neighborhood-watchy thing is a little bit of fear to begin with. You know, who is that parked in front of your house? Who is that walking by your house? Is that person, you know, selling coupon books, really trying to kill you and everybody around? Like, it's like, look, dude, that's not happening. 9 times out of 10, that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is where, this is, fortunately, no one was killed. And we have had situations. Was that Detroit where the man shot the woman straight through his front door?
Man.
Yeah. Yep. So we've had issues where people have just gone too far. You know what I'm saying? You know, people getting killed at gas stations for having their music too loud, like, or what was thought by someone else to have their music too loud. And these people believe that they're serving the country by doing these things. You know what I'm saying? And I know we like to call them mentally disabled or whatever, but I don't think you should disrespect the mentally disabled like that. These are people who are making conscious decisions and deserve every second of punishment they get. So yeah, for Jerry Kelly, she's gonna, you know, take her L.
Yeah, and being the superficial person that I am, I was like, I want to see what she looks like.
Yep,
man, she looks like a grown-up version of that stocky kid from The Sandlot.
She really does. No way.
You're killing me, Smalls.
She looked as crazy. She looked like a person that would do that. That was what really got me.
She fit the profile of somebody who would hold four boys at gunpoint. And then, because in the article it said that at first she didn't. I think this was the one where she didn't have a mugshot at first.
No, she did not. Yep.
Because she had a medical emergency as she was being booked. Which I assumed she strained a hammy while she was pulling her head out of her ass.
Can you? I mean, what better time to have a medical emergency than when you're being booked? And
you know, it's what like, I mean? Oh, my neck, my back,
my neck and my back,
my neck and my back.
Oh, dude, how ridiculous! Well, you know, I'm glad the young men are okay, and
yep.
To whatever degree justice will be served, but yeah, this is not one of those things. Again, I'm a pro gun person, so I don't really like to have the conversation with a lot of fellow pro gun people, because I think most of you guys are really stupid. You guys really are. But this is where it all kind of goes wrong. You know what I'm saying? This is where it all goes backwards, and you have to be careful how you kind of just how you discuss the dangers of society, because you breed the Jerry Kellys of the world who will walk out and try to fix them with one bullet at a time, one gun at a time, and that's not how this works.
So, and also consider the fact that, to me, it's obviously a conversation that involves guns, but it's not a gun control conversation, in my opinion. But the only reason why is because she didn't screw up and shoot somebody.
Right, right.
If she had, this would be a whole different conversation.
Whole different conversation.
Yeah. You know?
Yep.
And that's the nature of why it's a problematic conversation to have, because the consequences are very, very serious, man.
They are. And
it's not a joke.
You imagine, one of the things I find really funny now that I think about this is, if I had to go through a interview when I wanted to purchase a gun and they asked me why I wanted a gun, right? And I say, because it's just getting dangerous out here in these streets and I want to be ready. It's like, you might have to look at me twice. Like, yo, wait a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you hear the words, I want to protect my family, right? I understand. Somebody busts into your crib, like, yo, you know, it's the hubris of you to enter my home thinking that you're going to take hurt someone. I don't care if you take something out of my house. All that stuff can be replaced. My thing is, you cannot harm my daughters, my wife, in this house, period. With all that being said, though, what you do outside of the house, you know what I'm saying, or on my front lawn or whatever, I'm upset, but I'm not running out with cannon like to.
Yeah, is that how that went down, though? So they never went into the house or anything like that?
No, this was all outside, man. This is all outside,
That's pretty crazy, man.
And I think it's happened in Little Rock, so I think Little Rock is open carry. I'm not sure, though. I think Arkansas is open carry, but
there's also a difference between open carry and open point.
Right. Well, or just open.
Not legally, but, I mean, come on.
Just openly stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That sigh was appropriate, though.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, just whatever. It'll be a nervous breakdown when you get 3 years lockup for that nonsense, too. That's when you really going to have a medical episode.
Medical emergency.
Yeah, medical emergency. Yeah, Kev. But, all right, next topic is completely off from the first. The segue is not even, you know, you want to talk about a poor segue. This is just, all right, on to next topic. Move.
you're very sensitive about the segue. You thought your segue game was clean. I know you do. I know you do.
And he meant it so endearing. Like, your segues are poor, but they're endearing. I'm like, wait, hold up. I thought the segues was fresh.
We both know I'm not going to defend you, so.
No, I appreciated it. Some of them are deliberately poor. That is true. Others of them, I'm like, no, that was cool. I thought I did it. I didn't do it well with this one. Kev, you got to get your folks, man.
What did they do?
And who are they? Well, Kev, as you know, you represent the entire Asian community, the entire Asian diaspora.
International
Asian even. Community. Yes. Lands that have either far and away ancestry or no direct ancestry to you whatsoever. You actually have to get these folks.
Man, I'm happy to serve a purpose.
So the opinion article in SCMP, no, I did not look up what that means.
Scrimps.
So during the protests in Hong Kong, rappers and actors, actresses have spoken out against the protesters, right?
Right.
So while the city's police force is being accused of various abuses, you know, this is a protest. So that's certainly something that the police are going to do, is exact their power and most times just overexert it or whatever. Chinese rappers are calling on their fans to support the police and submit to power. This is a complete about face to the common stance that hip hop takes in these situations, right? When you look at it, I mean, during the LA riots, if we go back that far, right? Rap was completely, I'm pretty much part of it, you know, encouraging it, speaking for the people that were rioting. We've gone full circle to where now, in a total different land, the rappers are speaking to empower the police and the government against the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually unprecedented for hip hop, in my opinion. I mean, outside of the Kid Rocks of the world, who, right. you know, who are just pointless to begin with, feral hogs. this is odd to me. This is actually pretty, okay, it's odd to read. There are points right. of discussion within this, though, that will prove that it's not as odd as you think. How about that? But I'll let you give your opinion on it as I gather my thoughts on it.
Well, first thing, is it really hip-hop? I didn't listen to these groups. I'm looking at their pictures, and they don't hit like hip-hop from an imaging standpoint.
All right. Fair enough.
So there's that. But let's also, okay, so I said scrimps, but it's scmp.com is a South China Morning Post. I have no idea how credible this publication is. If it's actually a Chinese publication, maybe it's Russia. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it's part of the Rupert Murdoch empire. But what I did notice is that the entertainment editor who wrote this article and was taking shots at these artists does not look like a Chinese
not
guy.
Not Chinese. That is very true. Opinion article. I want to make sure that we know that you know that the source is an opinion article. Go ahead.
Right. So there's that. You know, I also, just for the record, concede Eazy-E having dinner with the president and Kanye tonguing the president down in the Oval Office.
Well, yeah. Calling him his dad.
Well, yeah. So, you know, so it's not like, you know, as Americans, we have a stellar record,
but
I, you know, this is also the other thing, is that we are a country that likes to say that we are champions of the free and those freedoms are enshrined in our founding documents, freedom of speech being the one that we're probably talking about here, right? But we know, and part of what hip-hop has always revolved around in American history is the fact that that freedom of speech is something you have to fight for.
Yeah.
One, it's not 100%, as much as you should have complete freedom of speech, oftentimes that can be taken away from you by those who stand to profit by taking it away from you.
Sure. NFL, what up?
And exactly. But that's always been a key pillar of what we think of when we think of hip hop. That government, you know, and so just to close the loop on our American ideals, and we fight wars overseas under that banner as well. And to the point that you made on a previous episode, there are many times in which it's not that pure.
Right.
The intentions can be stated in a very pure manner and can sound very, you know, patriotic and, you know, can be a very, you know, pure rallying cry, but, you know, sometimes we have some ulterior motives that are either business related or politically related. And that's, you know, it is what it is, but let's not try and act like we're, you know, we can strive for an ideal, but we can also know that there's a lot of ways in which we have a long way to go. China, they don't care.
They don't care about
none of that.
No.
You know, so their government has always said, that this is what it is, and you're not going to talk. You're not going to talk all that trash, you know. And if you do, this is what's going to happen to you, you know. And if anything, they've come further in trying to at least hide it.
Yeah.
Then just put it out there on Front Street. These young people, I assume, are in kind of a little bit of a difficult situation.
Well, I wanted to throw out a couple of things, because one of the reasons that the main reason that when I did see this article, and shout out to Omega, because Omega was the one who initially posted it. I kind of wanted to debunk, like, I feel like Americans are really bad at global understanding. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to say that I'm great at it, right? But more often than not, I'll at least try to understand what's going on. I'll see a headline and I want to know, you know, the gist of what's going on. And that's the wonderful thing about the internet. Like, I can actually skip four pages away from that first page and get to the meat and bones of meat and potatoes of what the situation is about. But the Hong Kong situation is really, it's a very simple thing to explain. And then you back it with the statements that you just made, or the understanding that you just gave, and it makes perfect sense, right? So basically, skip to 1997, Hong Kong was given its independence from Britain, basically handed, allegedly, notably, given back over to China in a sense, right? But Hong Kong had operated basically as an independent nation. Britain didn't really interfere as much. China couldn't interfere as much. So Hong Kong was able to do its own thing for quite a long time. 50 years from the date of independence, China is supposed to take over Hong Kong entirely. That is contractual, right? What the protests are about is that China is basically advancing that agenda now. That's what the protesters believe. The government of Hong Kong is saying the protesters are taking it too far, partially because it's going to happen anyway, right? But the protesters are, you know, they're not, they weren't born into a life being ruled by China, so there's some pushback. Now, that is me editorializing that last part, but basically that's part of what that's the main part of what the protests are about. But just a bit of background on hip hop in China as well. Just last year, or if not 2 years ago, the Chinese government banned artists with tattoos. Like hip hop artists, singers, all artists with tattoos were banned. Their airtime was decreased. You cannot have tattoos. So freedom of speech is not a thing. You know what I'm saying? What concerns me, though, is you brought up Kanye. I brought up Kid Rock. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're looking at this story here. Is it possible that establishment rap, Trek just made that up, establishment rap becomes a normal thing? Is that possible? You know what I'm saying? I'm actually asking you.
The reason, you mean here in America?
Sure. Yeah. Here in America and overall.
Because I feel like art in a lot of countries that are, you know, are under leadership that we would, you know, find it in ourselves, you know, you try to look down our noses at or whatever, or call oppressive, you know, probably be right, in a certain kind of way. That art is successful artists are supported by the government in you know, just because of the way the financial structure is. You know, if you're going to have success, that success is something that the leadership is going to participate in.
Right.
So they're also going to have influence on you, you know, and I think that goes, it's not just China. I think there's a number of countries that are like that.
Yeah.
You know, here, are we going to have establishment artists? I don't know. I would hope not. I also, you know, it's like the only Christian rapper that I've heard of in the last 10 years that I didn't already know, and this is not a dig on any kind of religious artist, but is the guy who won the lawsuit against Katy Perry. It's like, you know, when artists who align themselves with you know, hip-hop artists who align themselves with bigger causes are either at the end of their career or, you know, or well-established in other ways, you know, like a Jay or whoever, you know, but they're not going to jump off from that.
Right. Right. You know?
If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it happening in a way that it's like, you know, so is like, I don't think this White House has the wherewithal to, roll out any kind of cohesive plan on anything, let alone cultivating the young hip hoppers for Trump, you know, movement or whatever the case may be.
Well, I think what you're finding, we had Kathy Zhu argument, argument discussion, several episodes back. Again, the names that I just mentioned on the hip hop side of things, I think there is this reach, this attempt to make the young far right voice or just right of center voice cool. You know what I mean? I think that is something that is happening right now. I don't know. I'm 43. I don't really know what young folks is doing. I certainly know that as political as I thought I was in my early 20s, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So there's that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the reality. Like, I'm very careful about the subjects I choose and how in-depth I'm willing to go on them, because I don't know the answers, or maybe I don't even understand the laws that are being discussed, or whatever the case may be. So, but I do know as a rapper, I've certainly put out a couple songs just going into details about stuff I really didn't have the details about, right? Hmm. Under the guise and the idea that this is what you do as a hip-hop artist. You defend the crown. You don't defend the crown. You fight against the crown. You are not an establishment person. You are anti-establishment, and you want freedom for your people, whatever that may be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm really curious of whether that movement, with the success of artists, and those artists watching things like Jay-Z with the deal with the NFL. Or, you know, levels of success that are reaching, you know, Kanye being able to go into the White House and have discussions. You know, when Barack was in the White House, it just several rappers, several people that by and large would the White House targeted in programs to kill were able to have discussions and conversations with politicians because of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm curious of whether that actually can or has or will turn. I'm really interested to see it over the next couple of years, and I hope that it's not what, you know, doesn't turn in a direction that I don't want to see. But I do think that the possibility exists.
Yeah, and I think also hip hop has matured to a certain extent where, you know, when Eazy-E went to the White House, was that Bush or whatever? It was crazy because it was Bush. So yes. It was like
George Bush Senior.
Bush one, I think.
Yeah, Bush
like
Senior.
HW. Yeah, so it was super odd. My assumption is that they never even exchanged words, let alone, you know, who knows? Maybe they took a picture. I think I actually did take a picture, right? Because that was a thing. But it's like, who knows how that happened, right? But it wasn't, there was no, never any, nobody ever tried to sort of paint the picture that Eazy-E was going to help shape, you know, H.W. Bush's policy positions with regard to conditions in Compton or in Los Angeles or in, you know, the so-called inner cities across America. That it was just like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, you just, like, yeah.
You know, and Eazy was like, fuck, man, I'm going to the White House.
Well, because it's...
and I'm going to go and I'm wearing my Raiders gear and it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and an odd defense of Eazy-E, as much as I still don't agree with what he did. I mean, it was major promotion. It was a chance of a lifetime. Again, if there's anything that we can discuss about hip hop that is often overlooked, is regardless of how you feel about the music, it took people from places that have, based on political ideology or social ideology in this country, no business being in rooms, in certain rooms.
Well, right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's sort of what I'm getting to is that if you would have asked, you know, and anytime I encountered Eazy, he was super cool. That's the thing that, you know, I think a lot of people are just now sort of starting to understand is that it wasn't, you know, none of these guys are as out there as they may sound when you first hear them on a record. You know, it's just they're people just like anyone else, and they know the entertainers as well.
Right.
I'm sure if you would have backed and asked him, it, you know, he might have said something to the effect of, hey, man, if I could go to the White House to sit down and have dinner with a Democratic African-American president, I definitely would prefer that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And unfortunately, he didn't live long enough to be able to do that, because he might have very well done that as well.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But when you talk about marketing, absolutely on the side of the entertainers. And now what we're seeing, which I think is a bigger issue, and to your point of sort of establishment rap or whatever you want to call it, is that the current president, it seems so clear that his relationships, not just with rappers, but with black entertainers, black politicians, is really transactional, right? And it's because he does know that, or he thinks he knows more than he knows, but what he thinks he knows is that just by being in a picture with this person, the blacks are going to vote for him.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and that's kind of that's the first thing that hit me about the ASAP Rocky thing was like, you know that there were at least thoughts that went through his head that used the words ungrateful and
yeah,
worse.
Well, yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, it's your argument. You can take the stable genius out of it and think of what if Roger Goodell's intentions, not to go all the way back into the Jay-Z argument, but one thing that people are right or are right in appearance about is exactly what you said, but with Roger Goodell, right? If I stand sure. with Jay-Z, the blacks are going to think that I'm okay. This is my my big thing about freedom being a real legit, like being a bigger thing than groupthink, right? We all have this thing that we're fighting for freedom, right? But those of us that say we're fighting for freedom are often fighting for people to think like us. You see what I'm saying? My idea right. of freedom is that a Ben Carson can exist. That's freedom, right? I don't like it. I don't like his ideology. I don't like the way he thinks. But the fact that he does not have to be bound to any form of group thinking that just because of A, B, and C. You know what I'm saying? He can be a Republican right. if he wants. He can be a staunch, very wrong, passionately wrong person that he is. But the freedom and safety to do so is what I believe true freedom is, right? That is largely counter to what most of my peers believe. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
ask me a few questions. Reg, would you go meet with Donald Trump? No. Would you have gone to meet with George Bush? No, I would not have. You know what I'm saying? I would never have done that. How would you have played this deal? You know, put me in A$AP Rocky's position. Hey, when police brutality was brought up to you, would you have said some of the same things that he said or anything that he said about black women? No, I wouldn't have done any of that. I'm not saying that any of those things are right. What I'm saying is that is the uncomfortable conversation that you have to have with other people of color. You know what I'm saying? Is that, look, you can go the other way if you want to. And it might actually seem like it's hurting, but it's actually helping. Separating Kanye West from the rest of us actually helps us. You know what I'm saying? It says, all right, look, now we know that that dude's not part of the discussion entirely. And whatever he brings to the table that we can take, that we can take for the top four topic of discussion, then we can take it. But, you know, you should be able to think differently, you know?
The counter to that, though, with regard to Kanye and people of that level is, and it's not necessarily a counter argument to what you're saying, but is that I think for us, we recognize the sort of inconsistencies and just the lack of general sense that accompanies some of what Kanye says, especially when it comes to politics and things like that. We just, you know, not just, it's not just disagreeing. It's like, dude, you didn't feel that way. It doesn't seem like you felt that way when Katrina was happening.
Right.
You know,
right.
that standard you applied to Bush, it doesn't seem to be the same standard you're applying now. And it's totally up to you to change, but we're going to point that out. You know, it, and when it gets pointed out, unfortunately, it's going to get blown into a whole separate thing that you may or may not be ready to handle or you may not care about.
Right.
But we see that. The problematic thing is that what this president is shining a light on is not just him, but a lot of people like him are ready to paint that, you know, they only paint with the broadest brush. You know, they can't get into the corners and the crevices. They have no interest or curiosity in knowing that just like, you may look just like your cousin, but you may have different beliefs and, you know, than your cousin on a number of different issues. It's like, well, it's not that all rappers feel the same way about politics or gun issues or abortion or any of the other, you know, sort of controversial topics that we may talk about on, you know, day to day. And they, and so that's where it becomes like super frustrating for me.
Well, I agree with you, but I think a lot of this comes down to the rooms you can't get in that you're allowed in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is what has always been one of the things about success for me. And watching people become successful and me myself becoming, you know, finding variant levels of success is always being able to walk into that room with my core values, core beliefs, core understandings of how things should work and leaving that room with those same values. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a different argument when you walk out of that room with $200 million or whatever. I think it's a total different argument, but I would say that myself, yourself, a lot of our peers were just always going to be who we were no matter what the environment was, right? So, yeah, you can shape a person by allowing them into a room. That is very clear and very true. And that, I think that's kind of the dark side of your argument, right?
Yeah, I mean, you should be open to all those as especially if you are in a leadership position and your constituency is so diverse.
Yeah.
It really is, right?
Yeah.
So yes, you should be able to walk into that room and speak your mind and walk out with that same core belief system and be able to, you know, and you articulate it the best you can. Kanye should also be able to do the same thing. And you two may not agree, but then for when you both are gone, for that dude to say, well, Kanye loves me, so the blacks love me.
Right.
It's like, what about Reg? Reg said you're full of shit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Jim Brown said he loves me.
Right.
And he loves what I'm doing for the community. It's like, yeah, but Al Sharpton said you're full of shit.
Right.
And he used to like you.
And this linear fish, you know, school of fish thing that you think that black folks and other people of color are on, like, dude, no. It's, you know what I'm saying? To dehumanize an entire community to think that they all think the same, that's crazy. That's a crazy thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. To me, I think rap is going in a direction. As rap, and like you said, it's hard to argue whether these artists that were pictured on that website were rappers at all. But it's the brand of hip-hop that they understand. And I think... or that they, I don't want to say they understand because there's probably an in-depth group of hip-hop listeners there, but that they identify as hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? If your frame of reference for hip-hop is Vanilla Ice, then that is what you identify hip-hop as. And yes, you're wrong, but that's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? That's absolutely irrelevant because if you are in a position to speak about it, that is the frame of reference you're going to begin with, period. You know what I'm saying? And to an audience that has no idea, you're the authority, right? So yeah, that's it's going to be interesting going forward to see how these artists have an effect on the overall societies that they speak to, because we've seen hip-hop have an amazing effect the other way around. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and I think that's the thing at the end of the day that frustrates, I don't know, this is just a bunch of grumpy old people like us, but when it comes to younger hip-hop artists, but you know, we always get nostalgic for an era where there was more consciousness, but I mean, you know, if you really go back, it's like we're just as ignorant as everybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother...
Different words,
yeah.
Similar level of general ignorance.
Yep. Yeah, so speaking of general ignorance, did you know how much I hate Yelp? Have I ever said that before?
Yeah, I totally see that fitting with your persona, but you never said it.
I cannot... For all the freedom I speak of, right, I hate Yelp. Yeah, it just is the most nonsense. I just cannot stand it. I just, you know, I'm sure.
The reviews?
I can't stand the reviews. I just, the idea of it, its existence. To be fair, I'd never received a lot of negative reviews as an artist. Much of that might be the amount of distance that my records traveled, right? But with that being said, I still hate reviews. I hate positive reviews. I just can't stand reviews altogether. this might be the review I hate the most. A white woman's scathing and socially tone deaf review. Tone deaf review of a plantation tour was met with outrage after droves of readers rushed to inform her that such an experience isn't meant to be viewed like an amusement park. All right.
What could that possibly have been a review of, Trek?
Well, this woman was given a tour of a plantation, seen how slaves lived, and if you can call it living. And this was her review of said tour. My husband and I were extremely disappointed in this tour. We didn't come to hear a lecture on how white people treated slaves. We came to get this history of a southern plantation and get a tour of the house and grounds. The tour guide was so radical about slave treatment, we felt we were being lectured and bashed about the slavery.
We had to call the manager not once, but twice.
Oh my God, yo. What happened? This was reported on Fox News, by the way. And that's not the name. Anyway, the name of the person is actually unrevealed. So the name that I put on the notes is not the right name.
Mystery white woman.
Yeah, mystery white woman. Yeah, dude. Wow.
Yeah, you know, and they like to call me a snowflake. Want to call me a snowflake, man?
Oh my God, man! Can you? What in the world?
Listen, man. And this is why. When you have your little conversations about how political correctness has gone wrong, you may sound like you're making sense, and you may actually be making sense. But anytime you make a solid argument about the way political correctness is driving this country into the ground, or whatever it is that you want to say hyperbolically, then you get a story like this.
Yeah,
because you want to also, as part of that argument, talk about, oh, now everyone needs a safe space. I tell you what, until your ass scours every square inch of this country and finds a space that is less of a goddamn safe space than where this tour was taking place, you can go ahead and save that until this type of shit doesn't happen anymore.
Man.
Because, yeah, no, you're soft as baby doo-doo. Stop it.
Stop all of it. It might be the worst thing that I've ever seen anybody write on the internet. And that's saying a lot. That's actually saying quite a bit. But this was really bad, yo. How in your brain did you formulate that this was, that you were being lectured and bashed about the slave? Did you own slaves? Did you want to own slaves? Do you feel like you should have owned slaves? Do you feel like you would have if you were in the time? Why would you be being lectured and bashed about slavery?
Man.
Right?
Man, that's that defense mechanism. I'm like, if it ain't you, then why is it hurting your feelings?
Yeah. What does it mean?
Why is it hurting your feelings? I would have given this 0 stars if I could, but there was a Chick-fil-A across the street.
Wait. You know what there's more to this.
Okay.
This is my favorite thing that some of you people do. You always want to start explaining your ancestry when you say something stupid. Why?
Some of my best slaves were black.
The most irrelevant part of any. So she continues to say, real quick, my ancestors were from Sicily, never owned slaves, and my husband's were German, and none of his ever owned slaves. Here we go. Check this out. I am by far not a racist or against all Americans having equal rights, but this was my vacation, and now we were crossing all plantation tours off of our list. It was just not what I expected.
Well, you really set yourself up for failure on that vacation itinerary.
Damn.
What did you expect again?
Well, you know what? No, your logic sucks because you set up a whole slate of plantations that you were going to tour. You had a level of expectation as to what you were going to encounter when you went to places that not long ago slaves, quote unquote, lived. You go to the first one and it's pointed out that, hey, slavery was a thing. And you feel attacked. But wouldn't you assume that none of those other plantation tours are going to have the gall to point out that slavery existed?
Dude.
We're not going anymore.
Dude.
Like it's a chain.
I'll go back to Louisiana and see some real plantations that are so much more enjoyable to tour. What ones where they praise what happened on those plantations?
Right.
I mean, come on. You got to be so fucking full of yourself.
And it's always, why can't you just say, I'm not as racist as those super racist motherfuckers that hang the Confederate flag and all that. I know I'm a little bit racist, but I'm not as bad as those Klan members. It's always, there's not a racist bone in my body. I'm so by far not racist. It's like, no, your batting average is pretty 500.
You're pretty clearly racist.
Yeah.
What's going to be more enjoyable about the plantations in Louisiana that you go see, by the way? What's going to happen there that's any different? Come on.
Who knows? Banjo lessons or something?
We used to beat them dancing, like this. Whatever. It was fun. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Get away from me.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty
too much.
It's way too much. Oddly enough,
Yelp goes wrong.
Yeah, this was just whatever. Oddly enough, man, we actually covered quite a bit of ground. I actually want to save the closeout topic for next week because I want to get into it, and we're pretty much at the end of time here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're actually at the end of time. This is a good damn nature to it. You guys are gonna want to tune in next week because we're gonna talk about this one. This actually might be the out here tripping for next week because we got.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You that's a teaser.
Yeah. Tune in next week when we discuss. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yo, you have been rocking with Rap Sucks Radio. This is your homeboy Trek Life, and that is your fam Kev Sakota.
That's right. We're gonna get Trek to practice his segues for the entire stretch of time.
No,
from now
they're
until the next
deliberately
time
poor and enduring. That's what I was endearing, and that's what I was going for. That's what I was going for. So I actually, it worked out. I want somebody to say that. I wonder if people say that about
you
my
were
raps.
Were you just being sarcastic?
Oh man, my Dwight Howard sarcasm a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Oh my God, there are a couple of people who like really didn't catch the sarcasm. I was like, wow, that was very obvious sarcasm. Anyway, man, rate, comment, subscribe, like, discuss, get down with us. Once again, thank y'all for rocking with us. And we're going to continue on. My name is Trek Life. That is Kev Sakota. And we would like to say thank y'all and peace.
Peace.